I don't know, I just love the feeling. It's like a rush, it's like a high, it's like a buzz. It really is.
Tell me! Do you know something? I'm the worst dad in the world.
As he acts out the story of how he ended up in prison for beating up the mother of his child, it's clear that 22-year-old Nathan Roberts enjoys every minute he's on stage.
Because we've lived through some of the experiences, it's like 98% true anyway, so when we're doing it, it's like venting out all the anger or upset or laugh, whatever it is, it seems more genuine than when you're just acting.
But as I turned to go into my room, he picked up a table leg out of one of the boxes and just smacked it round my head, and I was just in shock.
All the actors playing in this small theatre production in South London are unusual. They're all first-time performers, and they're also perfect examples of what the Prime Minister, David Cameron, calls broken Britain. The play's producer, Giles Stogden, first met the cast when he was their drama teacher at a pupil referral unit, or PRU, a centre for students so disruptive that normal schools refused to teach them.
You're talking rejection by parents to the point where they've ended up running into the arms of street gangs. Involvement in selling drugs, street crime. They've got lives full of circumstances that most of us wouldn't dream of wanting to live through.
And he grabs me on my throat and I can't breathe. And he tells me that if I don't listen to him, things are going to get dark.
I mean, he's dark. I just kept getting into fights. I would just go around hitting people, and I thought my life was over when I got kicked out of school, thinking, oh, my days, I can't get no education, that's it.
For 19-year-old Princess Webb, the experience of standing up in front of an audience is something she's still trying to get used to.
Every night before my big speech, I always want to think about running out the doors. I think people already have a perception of us because we're children from the PRU. And when we go off stage and they're still clapping, and it's like, people actually like it. We're like, really? Like, we have potential. We could actually be something that someone admires, that people actually want to go and see. And it's kind of like, it's hard to believe. I still don't believe it now, actually.
They have quite a low sense of their own possibilities outside of this kind of cycle of street crime.
Fidelma Hanrahan's a researcher from the University of Sussex who's been studying the impact the play has had on these young people's lives. She believes she's seen real changes in all four of the actors.
It gives them a sense of achievement. You know, they're doing something that makes them feel really, really good about themselves. They put in loads of work, it pays off, they get applauded, and it's not illegal, and it makes them feel confident. I think it must be harder to go back, harder and harder to go back to a chaotic life, which might include crime.
Why can't you just be a normal mum, like, cook me a meal, read me a story, anything?
16-year-old Crystal Brown was estranged from both her parents by the age of 12.
You might be done being a mum, but I ain't done being a daughter.
In the play, she describes how she and a friend would invite themselves round to older men's homes. While one of them would have sex with him, the other would go through the house looking for anything of value to steal. But she says the play has really helped her turn her life around.
It's a lot of hard work, but now I've realised if you're determined to do something, then you'll go for it.
Has it given you any ideas about what you want to do in the future?
I want to be an actress now, so.
But the play's producer, Giles, admits that theatre hasn't worked for all the young people he's tried to help.
We lost some along the way, to be honest. It's very sad, because you see amazing talent, but the whole thing about being an actor is it's about this incredible self-discipline, and some of them just couldn't hack it.
Those he has managed to reach certainly seem to have made an impression on the audience. The director, Ray Harrison Graham, says the very fact that these young people have struggled so much early in life gives them an edge over other actors.
Because of where they come from, the lives they live, they don't know how to act badly. What it gives them is an absolute truth that a lot of actors, even though they've got the showmanship, can never find that truth. And if they continue with that, that's the basis of great film acting, great stage acting.